Annie Dugan is the curator of the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art, Monday mornings right here on Northland Morning. Howdy there, sunshine.
Hello. It's not a bad week for art this week.
It's never a bad week for art in this community.
Never.
It's amazing.
It is so true. There are, there's a really, I love the visual culture lecture series that the School of Fine Arts does at the University of Minnesota. We're in Minnesota, right?
Yes, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
UMD. I think they do about 12 a year and during the school year. And I love going to these. It's like you feel like you're back in college and that feeling of like your mind, you actually can feel your mind getting bigger and expanding and sort of flexing and doing interesting things. They bring in art historians, studio artists, designers, professionals in their field that are just doing really interesting, fascinating stuff to come and speak to students, but these lectures are open to the public. And they're in the evenings. The one coming up is this Tuesday evening at 6 o'clock. It's in Montague Hall, right next to Lisa Johnson's office. So you can, you know, she won't be there, but you will.
No, when you walk by Bohannon, you'll see the big KUMD banner above the door. And
yep,
you'll say, that's
you know
where
you're in the right place.
That's where they've restricted her. Next building, down the hall to the north.
There's Montague. Yep. So this week is Heidi Jensen. She's actually a UMD graduate. She's a studio artist. She teaches at Ball State University in Indiana. But I love that she does drawings. So, you know, when we think of drawing, we think of it oftentimes as a preparator thing for works later on. You know, it's a process thing. It's a practice. But a lot of times it's not the finished product. But for Heidi, a lot of times it is the finished product, which I think is really interesting because I think with that really raw line, you can communicate a lot. So she uses biology, function, narrative, a lot of interesting source material for what she does. She has a series called Brushes. So, you know, it's brushes what we think, but then also brushes from the natural world as well. So you get these, you know, bizarre biological images interspersed with functional and utilitarian objects as well. And she's exhibited across the country, including my hometown of Ann Arbor. I love the Ann Arbor Museum, and she's exhibited in their project gallery space, which is a really neat space. So she'll talk about her work on Tuesday evening at 6 o'clock. They're really, the visual culture lecture series are a fantastic resource for our community for the arts. There's two more days to see the youth art exhibit at the Duluth Art Institute, and then there'll be a selection of those pieces that'll actually go on view in the City Council chambers. I love that the City Council has been recognizing arts and really realizing that the arts community is a vital and important part of our whole entire, ecosystem, bioecosystem. Society of the Twin Ports. It's really neat that they're recognizing that. And one of the ways that they're doing that is having exhibits in the City Council chambers. So it's up front and center, the importance of the art right there. There's two things that I want you to put on your calendar, Lisa Johnson. One of them is the Cat Video Festival on April 6th. It's coming up. The Duluth Art Institute is bringing up from its It all started at the Walker Art Center a few years ago. They thought, oh, we're going to do this cat video festival in their open field. Their open field space is this really interesting arts community intersection that the Walker has been experimenting with. And a few years ago, they said, you know what? People watch cat videos all the time. We spend so much time watching these wonderful cat videos, but we do it as individuals. We do it, you know, we might share them to groups, but we're at our computer watching them as individuals. Why don't we try and experiment and watch them as a group? And it caught on like gangbusters. There was thousands and thousands of people at the first cat video festival. It's a, they travel it across the country. We're bringing it to the, it'll play at the Zinema on April 6th at 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. And there'll be Marvelous Melissa will be there. She does amazing cat toys. The Animal Allies will be there. It's just a fun way to celebrate sort of this cultural phenomenon that cuts across, you know, high, low. It's everyone is affected by cat videos. So put that on your calendar, April 16th. Another pet-related item at Master Framing from 4:30 to 7, there'll be an art print sale it's a fundraiser for there's a scholarship for college students in animal therapy, as well as the Animal Allies does this Pet Away, Worry and Stress the Paws, which I think is a great name. It's that they do at the campuses once a month to help students take a deep breath and, you know, pet away anything that is causing them concern. So there'll be art prints for sale. There'll be you can get your pet name done in Zentangle or calligraphy. So that's something to mark on your calendar as well. So pet-related art coming up in April, but lots to be and do before then.
Boy, there certainly is. Annie, we'll have a schmooze with you again next week. Thanks so much for joining us as usual.
Thanks, Lisa.
Annie Dugan is the curator of the Duluth Art Institute, and she joins us for Where's Art? Mondays, right here on Northland Morning.